Welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Broadcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danita Evangeline White, and I am the second oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III encourages us to keep the soul winner's fire by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Podcast, number 148. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. As always, it is so good to be with you today, to challenge you, to encourage you, to exhort you, and if you will, motivate you to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ right where you are to those who are not believers in Christ. Even though we will share some instructions on how to witness for the Lord from time to time, we believe that most Christians do not need to learn how to witness for the Lord. They just need to go and do it. So our aim is more motivational than instructional. Our soul winning passage from the Word of God today is Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, which reads, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Allow me to share with you some insights regarding this passage of Scripture from the expository notes of Dr. Thomas Constable. The emphasis on hope for the Jews living during this time continues in this verse. Rewards will follow resurrection. Those Jews who have insight into the importance of remaining faithful to God and who do will receive glory. Those who lead others to do right will too. Their glory will be similar to the glory of the sky above and to the stars. The angel expressed this blessing in a beautiful parallelism. Their glory will involve the privilege of reigning with Jesus Christ during his millennial kingdom and from then on forever. Our soul-winning quote for today is from Henry Martin. He said, "The Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of missions. The nearer we get to Him, the more intensely missionary we become." Our soul-winning devotional is part 13 of our series titled, "The Master Plan of Evangelism," from Robert E. Coleman. Association. He stayed with them, and we're picking up where we left off. Matthew 28:20 says, "Lo, I am with you always, always." Having called his men, Jesus made a practice of being with his men. This was the essence of his training program, just letting his disciples follow him. When one stops to think of it, this was an incredibly simple way of doing it. Jesus had no formal school, no seminaries, no outlined course of study, no periodic membership classes in which he enrolled his followers. None of these highly organized procedures considered so necessary today, entered into his ministry. Amazing as it may seem, all Jesus did to teach these men his way was to draw them close to himself. He was his own school and curriculum. The natural informality of this teaching method of Jesus stood in striking contrast to the formal, almost scholastic procedures of the scribes. These religious teachers insisted on their disciples adhering strictly to certain rituals and formulas of knowledge which distinguished them from others, whereas Jesus asked only that his disciples follow him. Knowledge was not communicated by the master in terms of laws and dogmas, but in the living personality of one who walked among them. His disciples were distinguished not by outward conformity to certain rituals, but by being with him and thereby participating in his doctrine. And by the way, dear soul winner friend, dear Christian friend, you can be with him too today by spending time with him in prayer and reading his holy word. In our next episode, beloved, we will look at association. To know was to be with. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you for your way, and we pray that you would help us to get with you and to be with you through prayer and through reading your holy word, and do it your way for your glory, your praise and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to get to know him today. May I lovingly encourage you to be saved today. Allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, disobedience. And we die spiritually because of sin if we don't trust Christ as Savior and go to a place called hell to suffer the consequences forever. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news. I agree. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep the soul winner's fire. God bless you.